Welcome to Original Restored Culture, and our message today is one of the tools that I want to share with you to eradicate fear in your life and to apply this on a daily basis to engage, and one of your tools in a deeper engagement in God that many may already understand, but then again, many may only understand it on the surface. What we're going to talk about is taking daily communion. Now, daily communion is not a ritual. It's not a cracker or a piece of bread and a little package with a wafer. It is a powerful expression and engagement with God. Many years ago, when I was beginning to write, God began to teach me about communion because of the intimacy that I was in. But later, I really began to understand the molecular structure of the DNA of the blood of Jesus and how it shifts us in every dimension. And we live in dimensions. We don't live a life of just producing, a ritual is what I want to say. So one of my mentors, who has obviously been well aware of the molecular structure of the DNA of the blood of Jesus, always suggests that communion should be taken with wine. And of course, in the Hebrew understanding, I use manischewitz. I get a large bottle. You just need a little wine goblets, very small. And then the matzah crackers. And I do this as a symbolic type of product that I use that will emulate the connection, my connection, my intimate connection, and yours. We know that we live in a season where there are so many uncertainties, but there are several tools that will help us as we learn the expression, and then we begin to own it, and we start our day with at least one time where we take daily communion. Now, if health issues are involved, it's often good to take communion several times a day, especially if they are very hard things like diseases, such as the big C word. My friend Gary Beaton actually has one of the best videos on YouTube on the blood. And if you scroll through that and you meditate on his teaching, his is the very, very, very best that is out there currently. We want to bring redemption back and to change the course by knowing the restoration of all things, and that every power of darkness will flee from us. We take authority over the spirit of trauma, which is often the things that are laying on people today, fear and trauma. And his suggestion, the word he used, is loosing the blood. So Jesus died through a horrible death, and his blood was shed. And I go further to share that one of the teachers in the Mysteries of God talked about how the cat of nine tails literally ripped his skin in a way that he looked like he'd been through a meat grinder. And I don't think we understand the power of what Jesus really did and how the blood is so important and communion is so important. Satan is terrified by the blood, and fear only comes from one source. Now, Satan is a defeated foe 2,000 years ago. He has no authority over us. And God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and love and a sound mind. But many times we get locked into things that are trying to take our thoughts. And without some time to be intimate with God and in a place where the frequencies of heaven are all around us, and we increase the frequencies in us and the ability to shift those things within our framework in the dimensions, in the actual physicality that we are living in, working in, or being out in community. And that is really established because of that time with God, where He pulls us close to Him and He imparts things to us so we have the understanding of what this revelation, unveiled truth, really is to us. And the symbols of the blood and the wine, there's another book called Eat My Flesh, Drink My Blood by Ana Mendez, and I highly recommend this, especially for those who are very infirm and with no recourse. We want to shift things where we are. Gary Beaton learned this about taking communion, especially on assignments in territories, and loosing the power of the blood. And when we intake that beautiful, exotic, oh gosh, can't even describe, natural, profuse love of Jesus, Yeshua, that He actually restored us in every dimension, in every part of the human body, the mind, the soul, the spirit. Now, think about that versus what you're facing, what your thoughts are wrapped around, and how God wants us to step back from striving, step back into rest, stay in the position of rest, stay in the position of honor, stay in the position of reverencing a communion implementation in the morning early. And the scripture, Psalm 51:10, is, create in me a clean heart, O Lord. Renew a right spirit within me. And if you meditate on the holiness of this time, the removal of iniquity, as we have the reverential fear of the holiness of God, and we take these emblems and we bow before the Lord and asking Him to show us any iniquitous stuff in us before we engage in the blood of Jesus in communion, and meditate on that and not just do it in any format that would not be honoring and respectful. So this is a tool that as you implement it and you go in this realm with God, excuse me, on a daily basis, it will change things for you. If this is a fresh understanding, one of the tools in the season that we're in is communion with the implements, with the blood of Jesus, and the power that is given to us. So I pray that this will be a great tool over fear that you will run to each morning and engage with God in a quiet meditation. Look forward to seeing you on the next podcast. Have a blessed day.